The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore shoes resembling sandals, and he also wore shoes resembling clogs. Shamaili Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wore shoes resembling sandals, and he also wore shoes resembling clogs, like a thick wooden sole with a leather top. Narrated in Shamaili Tirmidhi. I kiss, and then repeatedly rub the blessed shoes on my eyes. I kiss, and then repeatedly rub the blessed shoes on my eyes. Day and night, I just keep looking at the footprint. Hazrat Asif Hussain Farooqi, Damat Barakatum. I kiss, and then repeatedly rub the blessed shoes on my eyes. Day and night, I just keep looking at the footprint. Hazrat Asif Hussain Farooqi, Damat Barakatum. Hazrat Amr bin Hurayth radiyallahu anhu reports that I saw the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam perform salah with such shoes that had another leather sole sewn onto them. Narrated in Shamaili Tirmidhi. In other words, a leather patch was applied to the shoes. Hazrat Amr bin Hurayth radiyallahu anhu reports that I saw the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing such shoes and performing salah that had another leather sole or piece sewn onto them. Narrated in Shamaili Tirmidhi. Ask the heart of the lovers what is the reality of the footprint. Ask the heart of the lovers what is the reality of the footprint. It's a succession of pleasure and exhilaration without end. Ask the heart of the lovers what is the reality of the footprint. It's a succession of pleasure and exhilaration without end. Hazrat Asif Hussain Farooqi, Damat Barakatum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of his beloved and beautiful sunnahs, may Allah give us the tawfiq to do amal and practice on them. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us his blessings and mercy, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved sunnahs, we are listening, Allah has given us an opportunity to hear about them. Let's do dua that in the same way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us also the tawfiq, ability to do amal and practice. Ameen.